الحمد لله وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن نبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله. All praise be to Allah. I praise Him, seek His forgiveness. I seek all the support from Allah alone. There is He who Allah guides, no one can lead Him astray, and He who Allah leads astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of being worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tonight is the night of the 17th of Ramadan, or the 18th of Ramadan. And as you know that in this great month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given victory to the Muslims in the well-known battle of Badr. Now, this battle was between the faithful who were worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and those who were associating partners to Allah in worship, that is the idol worshippers. And actually, anyone who worships anything with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an idol worshipper. And whatever he worships besides Allah is an idol, be it stone or metal, piece of metal or a piece of wood or a human, then he is associating a partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have called that day the day of separation between truth and falsehood, Yawm al-Furqan. Furqan is the separation between truth and falsehood, because in that day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made clear the truth from the falsehood, has separated between the falsehood and the truth by giving great victory to his messenger and to the believers who were supporting him, and by humiliating the disbelievers who were associating partners with Allah in worship. This was in the month of Ramadan, in the second year of migration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the cause for that battle was that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard that Abu Sufyan, one of the idol worshippers at that time, because Abu Sufyan later on became a Muslim and he followed the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but at that time he was an idol worshipper, and at that time he was traveling for trade he was coming from Sham, which is Syria and Jordan nowadays, going towards Mecca with a caravan of camels with all kinds of goodies on them. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called his companions to go and take over the caravan. Why? Because the disbelievers have taken over the wealth of the Muslims when they forced them to migrate from Mecca to Medina. Most of those who have migrated, if not all, have left everything behind because they could not take anything with them, and therefore those things were taken over by the disbelievers. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to make up for some of their wealth in Mecca, their homes and their wealth. So this was, of course, one reason. The other reason was because Quraysh at that time have declared war against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. In other words, there was no peace treaty between them. Quraysh at that time have declared that they will be fighting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions wherever they go, because they were torturing them when they were in Mecca. And when they left Mecca and migrated to Medina, they decided that they will keep on following them and fighting them. Therefore, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with 313 or 14 or 15 companions, 315 companions, they took whatever weapons they could with them. They had two horses and 70 camels, and some amount of swords and weapons with them. And those who were fighting with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Muslims, they were a group of the immigrants and a group of the Ansar, the people of Medina, who have given the support to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to the immigrants, Muhajireen. So their intention was to meet with this caravan and to take over the caravan, and their intention was not war. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to his wisdom, has willed for them to fight with the disbelievers and to make it a battle between them. Because when Abu Sufyan heard that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions are coming towards them to take over the caravan, he immediately sent someone to Quraysh shouting for support. And therefore the people of Quraysh came with all kinds of weapons with them, and they were more than 1,000 in number, and they had 100 horses with them and 700 camels, and they came with all kinds of false pride, and their intention of course was to fight the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to kill the Muslims. And they had all kinds of singers with them to encourage them to fight the believers. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew about what Quraysh have decided, he gathered with his companions and he consulted with them, because consultation is something which is encouraged in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to consult with the believers, and therefore the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was doing this so that we learn this great fundamental of Islam, and that is consultation. So the Muslims told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we will not tell you like what the Jews have told Musa, their prophet. They told him, you go ahead, you and your Lord, and fight them, and we will be waiting here until you finish. So the companions told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fight the disbelievers, and we will be fighting them with you. And the companions have shown all kind of support for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they decided to go and fight the disbelievers. Now there is a narration which is usually mentioned here, and that is the narration that one companion said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the place that he chose to fight the disbelievers. He said, is this place something that was revealed to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or is it something of your opinion? He said, this is something from my opinion. He said, I think that there is another place which is better, and so on. This narration, unfortunately, is a weak narration. But the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was consulting with his companions, something which is true, and he was always doing that, even though the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam might not be in need of anyone's consultation, because he receives the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it is to show the Muslims that this must be the way of the Muslim leader with his followers, that he should consult with them. He should not go ahead and do what he thinks, regardless of what the Muslims might have to say. This is not the way that the Muslims should be acting. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the believers fought the disbelievers in that battle, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the angels, saying that I am with you, so give support to the believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has thrown the fear in the hearts of the disbelievers, and this was a great cause of their defeat, even though they were much more in number and much more in their weapons. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to his mercy to the believers, have thrown the fear in the hearts of the disbelievers, have made the disbelievers' hearts full of fear from the believers. And of course the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was encouraging his companions to fight the disbelievers, and he was promising them with great heavens, great paradise. One of the companions told the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when this companion had some dates in his hands, eating them, he said, O Messenger of Allah, is it a paradise which is as wide as all heavens and earth? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, indeed. The companion said, O Messenger of Allah, there is nothing between me and entering this paradise except that those disbelievers kill me. So if I wait until I eat those few dates, this will be waiting too long. And he threw those dates and he went towards the disbelievers until he was killed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This shows the great faith that the companions had, and this faith must be inherited by the Muslims. They should have great trust in what Allah and his messenger say. And when the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was describing paradise to the believers, they trusted him because he speaks only due to revelation from Allah. He doesn't speak anything from his own. And they believed firmly what he said, just like they were seeing what he was telling them. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took some of the dust, and he threw this dust in the faces of the disbelievers, and that turned them blind and it killed some of them. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you have not killed them and blinded them, but it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who did so. And in that battle, 70 of the disbelievers were killed, and only few of the Muslims, maybe around 6 or 7, were killed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And 70 of the disbelievers were taken as hostages also. And those hostages were taken with the Muslims, and then they were given back to the Kafirs by taking wealth from the disbelievers for each hostage. Even though this was not what the Prophet ﷺ should have done, that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed later that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should not have taken them as hostages. He should have killed them, because this was the first battle between the believers and the disbelievers, and that should be a great lesson for the disbelievers not to dare to fight the Muslims. So this is the Battle of Badr, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given victory to a small number of believers. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the victory. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله. No one can lead astray, and he who Allah leads astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of being worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad is the slave and messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have given victory to the Muslims in their first most well-known battle, and that is the Battle of Great Badr, also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month of Ramadan have given victory to the Muslims, to the believers, with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the battle of the opening of Mecca, Fatih Mecca. This was also in Ramadan. It was in the 8th year of migration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And by this great victory, Mecca have become a Muslim country. The banner of Tawheed, worshipping Allah alone, was raised, and this great religion that is to worship Allah alone have replaced worshipping the idols in Mecca, and the true faith have replaced the disbelief, and the submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone have replaced the false pride and the submission to the false gods. In this year, the worshipping of Allah alone was declared loudly, and all kinds of the idols of disbelief were broken and were destroyed by the Muslims. Now, the cause for this great battle and this great victory is that a treaty between the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and between the disbelievers of Quraysh was made in Hudaybiyah, a place near Mecca, and this was in the 6th year of migration. Now, according to this treaty, anyone who wanted to side with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the believers should be let do so with no harm, and anyone who wanted to side with Quraysh amongst the tribes of the Arabs who have not become Muslims, they should be let to do so with no harm. So this was one of the points in the treaty. And one tribe which was called Banu Bakr, they sided with Quraysh, and another tribe which was called Khuza'ah, they sided with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But those two tribes had all kinds of troubles in the ignorant times before the treaty between the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Quraysh. So they could not keep on with the treaty later on, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the treaty with Quraysh, those two tribes should stop fighting each other according to this treaty. But for some reason, the tribe which was siding with Quraysh fought the tribe which was siding with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and therefore they have broken the treaty between the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Quraysh. And therefore the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has ordered his companions to get ready for fighting Quraysh and for fighting the disbelievers. And he said, O Allah, make it possible for us to make our journey secret from Quraysh and to come to Quraysh all of the sudden so that they don't feel about us. And he left Medina with 10,000 fighters with him at that time. And of course, this was a great number at that time. And he left one of his companions, Abdullah ibn Maktoum, ibn Umm Maktoum, to be leading the situation in Medina behind him. And on his way, he met with Al-Abbas, his uncle, and his family. They have become Muslims and they have migrated to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then they met with Abu Sufyan on their way. And of course, he was one of the greatest enemies of Islam and the greatest enemies of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wished that he will become a Muslim. And Abu Sufyan later on have become a Muslim according to the wish of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when Abu Sufyan became a Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered all Muslims to be peaceful to him, and no one should harm him or anyone under his authority. So anyway, in this battle, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on to Mecca, and he was supported by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the degree that no fighting occurred, and the disbelievers left their homes in Mecca, and they went to the sides of Mecca. They could not come in the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered Mecca, bowing his head as a sign of humbleness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, he was showing his great gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this victory by humbling himself to Allah and by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, glory be to Allah, all praise be to Allah, and so on. So this is the way that the believer should act when he is given victory from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should be remembering that this victory deserves the thanks to Allah and deserves all kinds of humbleness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he is the one who gives the victory. And we should not become full of false pride and do all kinds of things which are disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by shouting unnecessarily, by playing music, and by making women mix with men, and so on. This is not the way to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the victory. The only way to thank Allah is to obey Him and not to disobey Him. And by saying nasty words and singing with music and so on, this is actually disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have revealed the verse which says, جاء الحق وزهق الباطل إن الباطل كان زهوقا, that the truth has come and the falsehood went away. It has been erased, because this is the description which fits the falsehood, that it will be erased, it will vanish. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَمَا يُبْدِئُ الْبَاطِلُ وَمَا يُعِيدُ, that the truth has come and the falsehood has no true start and it will not be coming back again, and so on. So after that, the faithful went into Mecca and they were destroying one idol after another. All the idols have been broken and destroyed by the Muslims. And also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered the Kaaba itself, and he found some pictures in the Kaaba. So he ordered to erase all those pictures, and then he made his prayers inside the Kaaba. And then when he finished his prayers, he was going around inside the Kaaba and saying loudly Allahu Akbar, and saying La ilaha illallah, and so on. So he after that he came out of the Kaaba, and he waited near the door of the Kaaba while the people of Quraysh were waiting for him to hear what he is going to say. So he was holding the door of the Kaaba and he said, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. There is no one worthy of being worshipped except Allah alone, with no associate to him. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ, to him belongs everything. He is the owner of all things. He is the king of all things. And to him belongs all praise. Every beautiful attribute belongs to Allah. He deserves all the beautiful attributes. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ, and he is able of doing all things. صَدَقَ وَعْدَهُ, that Allah has been truthful in his promise. وَنَصَرَ عَبْدَهُ, that he has given victory to his slave, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the other believers. وَهَزَمَ الْأَحْزَابَ وَحْدَهُ, and that he is the one who has defeated all the tribes who disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who gathered against the believers. He recited the verse, O people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have created you from a male and a female, and we have made you tribes and countries so that you know each other. The most honorable of you to Allah is the most pious, and so on. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have told the disbelievers that they can go on their way. Of course, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did so because the disbelievers were defeated and they were weak, and they felt that the Muslims with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had the upper hand, and that they were given victory by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And most of them, deep in their heart, were knowing that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam will eventually be victorious, and that he was truthful. So most of those disbelievers, almost all of them except few, one or two, have become Muslims, and they accepted the faith, and they followed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And therefore, when all the tribes around the Arabian Peninsula have heard about this great victory of Muslims, they started to come to migrate to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to become Muslims and to be followers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the pilgrimage next year, the number of pilgrims with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were well over 110,000 Muslims. And this showed that indeed this was a great victory, that in 1 year the number of the Muslims have doubled more than 10 times. And this was the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And by this great victory, people started to come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and declare Islam. And also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started to send messages to the other nations other than the Arabs, such as the Persians, the Romans, and so on. He was sending his messages to them, asking them to become Muslims and to worship Allah alone. And some of those nations have accepted the call of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam totally, and some of them have been polite when they received the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such as the Romans, and they have sent gifts to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to show their respect and politeness. And some of them have shown this politeness, unpoliteness to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they were tortured by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And eventually, later on, all those powers have been destroyed, or at least weakened by the Muslims. The Persian power was completely destroyed, and the Muslims took over Persia, and the people became Muslims then. And the Muslims also fought the Romans, and of course they could not defeat them totally, but they made the Romans respect the Muslims. And later on, many of those nations who were following the Romans left the Romans and became Muslims. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله